Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. Storytelling is an important part of developing effective sermons. A wise pastor draws on resources that God has provided through the members of a pastor's congregation. In today's podcast, we will present the fourth of four dramas that tell the story of the life of Hezekiah from the book of Isaiah. As you listen, think of ways you might use the talents and gifts of the members of your congregation to incorporate such a dramatic presentation into your worship service. David, let me turn our Sermon Coach microphone over to you.
How long has it been since you have been sick? I mean, really sick. If you can still recall some of your feelings from those days, you're ready for the final dramatic presentation on the life of King Hezekiah. As you know by now, the King Hezekiah and Isaiah have logged many miles together.
It's good of you to come, Isaiah.
I had no choice. You commanded it. I would have come anyway.
I know. Isaiah, I'm a very sick man. Every day for 2 weeks now, I have felt worse. At first, it was just a boil. I expected it would go away. But by now, it has poisoned my whole body. As I lie here, I think, why me? I am 39 years old. I should be out riding horses, dancing in the open air. It is true, my father died at the age of 36. But he was a very evil king. God be merciful to him. Another few years of his reign would have ruined this country. But I have followed the Lord. I have turned this nation back to him. I have been very faithful. And how does he reward me? With sickness unto death. But then, I think again. This sickness is not unto death, I figure. It is a lesson. Like you used to teach me, Isaiah. The Lord is teaching me something. And as soon as I learn it, I will recover. But what is he teaching me? You are very quiet, my friend. What can you teach me today?
Who will be king after you? You have no son. You must adopt an heir who will continue what you've begun. How will Judah wage war with Assyria without you at the helm? Have you mapped out strategies for your generals? The Lord says, put your house in order, Hezekiah, for you are going to die. You will not recover. That's not easy to say.
It's not easy to hear. So much to do, and I am so weak. Pray for me, Isaiah.
I have.
Pray more. Lay siege to heaven. Storm the gates. Obtain a retraction, a reversal. I command it. The Lord can't put me away yet. Tell him that, Isaiah, for me. Tell him what I mean to this country. Tell him what I mean to you. Tell him how much I love to live. Tell him. Tell him I command it.
No, Hezekiah. You tell him. I've already given my advice to the court of heaven, but the Lord has spoken. I protested, but the word of the Lord stands. Oh, I never knew you had such a view from the window of the royal bedroom. The fields are lovely. Come and look.
I am too weak.
The view will strengthen you. Come to the window, my king. I will help you.
Careful. Oh, Isaiah, have you ever wanted to cry? Not weep, I mean, cry out. Just scream and scream and scream.
But you don't know what to scream?
Exactly. Oh, that is a lovely view. The grass, the flowers of the field, the wind blowing across.
All men are grass!
What are you doing?
Here, say it with me.
All men are grass! All of men's glory is like the flowers of the field.
What do you mean?
The grass withers. The flowers fall. When the breath of God blows over them, men die. Kingdoms crumble at his slightest whisper. But his word goes on forever.
All men are grass.
Shout it, my king. Do not hold back.
Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her hard labor has been completed.
Oh, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. Oh, Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, oh, Lord, how long?
Do you not know? Have you not heard?
Why do you say, Jacob?
Why do you complain, Israel?
My way is hidden from the Lord.
My cause is disregarded by my God.
Turn, O Lord. Deliver me. Save me in your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. How can I praise you from the grave?
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He gives strength to the weary. Power to the weak.
I am worn out from groaning.
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
All night long I flood my bed with weeping.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
I drench my couch with tears.
They will soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint.
My eyes grow weak with sorrow.
Hezekiah! Hezekiah!
What? What? Is that Isaiah?
King Hezekiah!
Oh, I must still be dreaming.
I'm down in the fields, my king. Come to the window.
The window? He ought to know better than to trouble a dying man. Isaiah! What on earth are you doing down in the middle of that field?
I have good news, my king. The Lord has heard your prayer. The God of your father David has seen your tears. You will not die yet, my king. The Lord will grant you 15 more years. 15 more years. You will live.
Don't play tricks on me, Isaiah.
Do you doubt me? Ask for a sign.
No tricks, Isaiah. But give me a sign.
Remember the steps your father built on the side of the palace to tell time by? The Lord will make the sun's shadow go forward 10 steps on that stairway. Or backward, if you prefer.
Forward's easy. Make it go backward. Make the sun's shadow go back 10 steps on my father's stairway.
So it shall be. The Lord commands it.
It's the 6th hour and the gate is safe.
6th hour, the gate is safe.
How goes it, Abel?
Slowly, Jacob. Nothing much happening on my beat.
Nor on mine. Hasn't been much excitement since the Assyrians took off.
Yeah. That was really something. What do you think happened?
I don't know.
Well, I figure Egyptians came in and attacked them in the middle of the night, and then hurried back to Sinai before anyone knew it was them.
Maybe. But that's a pretty large army to be sneaking around at nighttime. I think it was bears.
Bears?
Yeah. Bears ate them.
In Lachish?
I've seen bears in Lachish.
Nah, the closest thing to bears they have in Lachish is maybe some crazy Nazarite who hasn't shaved for 10 years.
Wait a second.
What?
Something's funny. You feel it?
Yeah.
I don't see anything. The gate is safe.
Wait, look at the stairs. The Ahaz stairway.
What?
The shadow. It's going up the stairs.
You're crazy.
It is. Look.
It sure is. Hey, we just called the sixth hour, right?
The sixth hour, right.
It has to be 3, 4 steps before that now.
5.
This is crazy. Time is going backwards.
7, 8.
Time is going backwards. We're going crazy.
It stopped. At 10 steps.
1 hour. You're sure it stopped?
It stopped. Well, Jacob, do you want to announce it?
No, you first.
Oh, all right. It's the fifth hour, and the gate is safe.
Fifth hour, the gate is safe.
What can I say? The Lord has spoken to me. He has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of the anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Fathers tell their children about your faithfulness. The Lord has saved me.
We will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our lives.
And together we say, Amen. The Lord is good. Let us trust Him in all things great and small. I feel I'm growing in my trust. I hope you can say the same thing, my friend.
Thank you, David, for sharing this dramatic presentation with our SermonCoach.com podcast listeners. As we continue through this series on the Book of Isaiah in future podcasts, we hope that this series will spark some creative ideas of your own. As always, we thank you for joining us for this time together. You've found this SermonCoach.com podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.